This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Below Deck fans, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Season 4, Episode 4. That tuna is effed. Trevor departs, Sierra thinks about departing, and we're going live right now. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's it. See you later, Trevor. You're out.
Peace out.
But we're all here. It's exciting. Yeah.
Finally, all three of us in one room talking about one show.
Welcome back. Below Deck. I've been here alone. They've been here without me. I've been here with Angela, but we're all here. My name is Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips, and I'm joined by the lovely ladies.
Hello, it's Angela Struck. You can find me on Twitter at TheAngelaStruck and on Instagram and Snapchat at TheAngelaStruck.
You can find me right here. Hi, guys. I'm Maddie Madison Conklin. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maddie Says This. That's M-A-D-D-I-E Says This.
Yes.
I changed it all to one.
That's awesome. That's a good song. That's it, Trevor. You didn't have a long life.
Bye-bye.
Peace the F out, bro.
Thank goodness.
About time, even though it was literally the start of the second charter.
I'm sorry. I literally couldn't stand him since the moment we saw him. Oh, yeah. He's just bringing it back. Well, he just has
seriously,
to keep going.
Good. How much bye, we don't like boy, Trevor. Bye.
But I literally could not stand him from the moment he picked his nose and ate it.
Ew.
You know who's happy about him leaving? Paul Mitchell. You got another campaign, buddy.
Oh, could you imagine him as a hair model, though?
He'd be like, you'll find him, Maddie, right now with the long hair.
And could you imagine he'd be like, there's a hair out of place. I'm going to do this myself because I'm the senior hair captain or whatever. Like, stupid. Napoleon's complex. I was going in on Trevor to Rips over here. I was like, he's got Napoleon's complex, which means
you actually said it to me and said Caesar's complex.
I know.
Complex.
And remember, I remembered. He's got Napoleon's complex. He is literally one of the like douchiest frat brothers I can think of. Like, I've encountered so many of his type. Goodbye. Like, thank God he's off that show because it seriously boils my blood to think he's so entitled and, like, above everyone and then gets shit-faced and is falling over and then tries to start fights. Like, how old are you?
I'm sorry. You know, there's one thing of being, like, a drunk, like, we're, like, not letting you talk tonight, Michael, just so you know. there's one thing about being, you know, just a drunk and stupid and sloppy and annoying and whatever, but you start attacking Marines and PTSD and people that have given their lives
for your freedom to be there.
And, like, it's like, you know what? You're actually a piece of... Because people can be drunk and stupid, but if you're saying those things when you're drunk, who, like, what's wrong with you? What kind of person are you?
F the Marines, you know.
That, like, really took the cake from me. I was like, I want nothing to do with you.
Agreed. You know. All right, so before we actually get into tonight's episode.
So, ladies.
You can talk all night.
You pumped us up with a song, Michael.
I love it. So before we get going, I just want to let you guys know, please give us 5 stars on iTunes. Let us know what you guys think throughout the week. Tonight, join us in the live chat. We have some special guests coming up in the future episodes. Yes. We should have most of the crew, maybe some charter guests. So stay tuned all season long with us. And now we'll get going back to Trevor because that's how this episode started. Yeah. Again, Trevor was drunk.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just want to say the Ben had a great comment during the start of the show because he said, are you designed to piss people off?
Yeah. And he goes, Trevor's like a little belligerent little redneck. Like, I loved it. And then he goes, are you designed to piss people off?
Because, that's such a good line.
And again, it's like, all right, the first time you were in the hot tub, you got shit-faced and you started going in on people. And then literally like a night or two nights later, you do the exact same thing. So like Captain Lee says, once is a mistake, twice is a pattern. Is it going to happen a third time? No doubt about it.
So... Do you have any final departing words we want to say to Trevor? I might have a question or two for you guys about him later, but pretty much this could be the end of Trevor for us.
Good riddance.
I mean, my advice is, you know what? You had this amazing opportunity to look at yourself in the mirror and see yourself on television and how you behaved and everybody's opinion of that behavior. Learn from it, grow, do better in the future. Don't become an alcoholic. Don't become this kind of person. It's not attractive. And change it up. That's my advice.
And good luck getting a new job. Because literally anywhere you go, that stigma or that persona that you portrayed on this national television show, Trevor, is going to follow you and haunt you. And you know what? Good, because you should not be treating people like that. You should not be talking about anyone the way you talked about the Marines and people that served our country. So if I could flick the camera off, I would. But I'm not going to, because that's inappropriate. And I don't want that to follow me around.
Wise words from both Angela and Madison. So Trevor, if you happen to be watching, maybe take their advice.
Seriously.
Don't be such an asshole on national TV. Come on, man.
Especially towards... Yeah, veterans.
There were some things we don't need to harp on him. Tell us what you guys think in the chat. Was Captain Lee right about sending Trevor home this early in the season? It seemed like he made the right decision. And thank you guys so much for joining us in the chat. Mm-hmm. We'll try to answer questions a little bit later, and we'll monitor it all night long.
Well, we got an interesting comment there that people are kind of saying that he uses alcohol as a blanket and that he was bullied most likely back in high school and things. And I think that is very clear. When people would make a kind of silly comment towards him, he would take it really aggressively. Like, when he talked to Captain Lee, he brought up, well, because they were talking, found out it was a hair model. It's like, that was such a minuscule aspect of that conversation. But he obviously fixated on that and was like, oh, they're making fun of me because I was a hair model. And it's like, whoa, do you not realize all the things you said?
Speaking of the hair modeling, did anyone find a picture of Trevor and his Paul Mitchell campaign?
We begged you.
You haven't, please continue to look. Let us know. We'll see. But that's it for Trevor. I did think it was interesting when he went to Captain Lee to tell Captain Lee. Captain Lee's response to him mentioning the hair modeling was just like,
what?
He was completely like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't think that he thought he was going to get fired, though.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Furthermore, on Captain Lee, where was Captain Lee's radio? Anybody have an idea?
The joke was, there's a radio up there, like, right in the window, I thought. Was that not his, I guess? I thought that they were showing us that on purpose.
Tell us in the chat, what do you guys think? Where was Captain Lee's radio? Because he seemed to have trouble finding his radio at the start of tonight's episode.
Ooh, everyone's saying, Joseph Rosa, who joined us from Below Deck Med, welcome back. He's saying that he hopes that Kelly doesn't become like Brian. I don't think he will.
With the ego.
Because look at how nice he is to Nico. He's such a big brother, you know, not even big brother.
Well,
just
and
charming.
Lauren, for that matter. Yeah, like the only girl on the crew, and he's
respectful and awesome to her.
While the entire cast is super happy that Trevor's going home, one person in particular is even more excited, and that's Nico, who is stoked because Nico and Trevor had some serious issues
right off
at the
bat.
Start.
Senior deckhand, and Nico's like, dude, we all know what we're doing here, but...
Yeah, more long...
Again, Napoleon.
More like no longer deckhand. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on to the charter guest, who is an interesting group of entrepreneurs, apparently. And they had a couple requests, one being that they wanted to have a 12-course meal, and also they want to have a beach bar. Now, I'm not sure we got to the beach bar in tonight's episode, but let's start with... Carolina only eats fish, she tells.
She only breathes air and drinks water with a pH of 7.5 or higher.
This is my opinion on all these people. They're like, I don't know where they're from, like whether, but if they're from like Silicon Valley and they're just like regurgitating all the things that they've been told, like that girl didn't even know conch is a shellfish, but then she's like, oh, I want to be a part of it. It was all just like nonsense, and I felt like they were so pretentious and trying to be these people that they weren't necessary. And, you know, trying to also squeeze every ounce out of this trip instead of just relaxing and enjoying the experience. Like, we want a 12-course meal. And then they were, like, exhausted because 12-course meals take a long time. And most of the time when you go to a 12-course meal experience, you have a full kitchen with sous chefs and, you know, line cooks and everything. And, like, to expect that that would come like this was unrealistic.
Sure. Well, so we're going to get to that in 1 second. I do want to ask you guys out there and you too. What exactly is a pH above 7.5 for water, and how do you test that?
You have to get a pH strip, and it goes different colors, but I don't know what the significance
Isn't
of the pH level. Maybe
for
it just...
Like,
do you guys know if the
sulfur?
bottle... If, do
I
you
think
know,
it's, isn't it like...
Well, do you know if the bottled water that we're, you know, if you go to 7-Eleven and you go to CVS, are you getting your water with a pH?
That'll be an experiment for next week.
I think unless it's like a smart water or like an like if you just got like some of the lower ones.
Also, this is something for Bravo. I would love
Thank you, Joseph. He said,
I would love for Bravo to let us know during these moments, sort of like how VH1 has done with music videos. Maybe tell us more about what pH of water above 7.5 or means. The testing or what that even means.
Or maybe it's like the alkaline level.
I would like to have some clarity on
these things. That's what it is. It's not sulfur. It's alkaline.
There we go. So, I paid attention in chemistry.
I'm still confused. Yeah, if you guys figure out what pH above 7.5 is and the testing and all this, give me some details on Twitter. Please, I'd like to know for next week.
People are also saying, though, that they think that they'll be the worst tippers, and I totally agree with
that. Oh, totally.
They seem like such douchebags.
To that, them being the worst tippers, which I kind of see coming, the one tall, bald-headed guy says, we are making more money on this boat than most people do in a year.
Right.
What a effing pompous thing to say. Yeah, they get it. You're on a yacht and you're on a TV show. Clearly, you do have money. But to, like, rub it in on a national landscape, I mean, we had that one group in Below Deck Med. These people, like, there are so many hardworking people out there that are not making enough money to even get by. And then for him to be like, we're on this boat making more money than people do in a year.
The thing is, the only people that say that are people that aren't actually that successful.
Or are insecure.
The people, like, if you're actually making that kind of crazy money, you don't want to publicize it. You don't want to, like, put it out there. There are some people, but not, like, really sophisticated, awesome people. It's just, like, it's a very lowbrow kind of thing.
It comes off as entitled and not classy.
Not cool. Yeah, totally. And, like, I just felt like it was very disgusting and off-putting. And they always do this. They always bring in, like, some charter guests that are, like, these nasty people.
We're
going to
talk about the dinner in a second, but let's talk about...
Michael Rippey, do you want some pH level statistics?
Please, we're going to get you some pH level statistics from the lovely engineer. Please, what's up?
Reverse osmosis water, which is usually in houses, is a 4.5 between a 6.0.
Okay.
Ice age glacial water, which is probably like your average bottled water, is a 4.5.
Wow.
Appalachian Springs is a 5, and Portland Springs is a 5.
So
like your lower level.
So we're talking about pH of water like that's Springs, above 7.5 has to be like really, really, really,
really
well done.
Yeah.
That shows you how entitled the guests were. They need like the pristine
water. And I guarantee
water.
You like she wouldn't water. Even know.
How does someone even know how to get to that point of saying like, ooh, this is a 4.4, I need 7.0. Like, how do you get to that point where like, I don't want to eat wheat, dairy, fish, shellfish, meat, like, I just...
So, I believe that was Carolina. Now, if Carolina just happens to be watching our program tonight, which
she's
is possible...
probably not.
Please let us know more about how
scavenging
you
for
come
some
with these interests and how... You know, you need the water, and can you taste the difference between the pH level and water?
I guarantee you, she wrote that on there to sound smart and cool, and she doesn't adhere by it in her normal life. It just seemed so like, really? Like, I feel like she doesn't know the difference. And if you are somebody like that, bring your own water. You know what I mean? Bring it on in your suitcase. Like, you can't expect everybody to, like, bend over backwards.
I definitely think that these guests, thank you, Michelle, for asking about the guests in the chat room. I definitely think that the guests we're putting on for the cameras.
Yes.
But I want to talk about Kate for a second. And what do you guys think about her and her Wi-Fi struggles? Which, it was sweet because she was struggling with the Wi-Fi, but on the flip side of the struggles was her girlfriend, who's new this season, her relationship with her girlfriend. She seemed to be talking to her for a while.
Well, once upon a time, 3-4 years ago, Maddie was in a relationship, and then she was in Australia, and we didn't have Wi-Fi in our rooms, but we had Ethernet cords. So I've been there, done that with the whole struggle of getting through to Skype and then having it cut off and how frustrating it is. So
I
understand.
That story, Maddie.
Thank you.
Like,
for the record, if anyone's curious
about
who that is, that's Maddie right there.
Yeah. I am single now, so no. Anyway, so yeah, it is really frustrating because like all you want to do at the end of the day is see the person you're most interested in that you care about, talk to them, get an update on what's going on, and then go to bed happy being like, all right, so good, you know. But yeah, it's a struggle. And Wi-Fi is everything these days. So,
I think that relationship's doomed.
Okay, Angela thinks. Angela,
oh yeah, I think it's kind of gonna.
I just think you know, yeah, like I just, I think they're not gonna get to communicate as much. I think that like if you're not communicating, it's very hard to maintain that
communication.
So Angela thinks that Kate's relationship is doomed. This is a good time for me to ask you out there. Do you think Angela's? Do you think? Do you think Kate's relationship is doomed? No. I hope her relationship is perfect. But do you think that Kate's relationship is doomed? Tell us in the live chat. Let us know all week on social media. We'll let you know next week what you guys said. Okay, moving on from Kate, I want to go to Sierra for a minute because Ben does a lovely thing and asks Sierra to help him.
After she kind of suggests, I've done catering.
Sierra
I can
goes
help.
To Ben talking yeah. about
she
how
she seems like she knew what she was doing.
She's great with catering and she can help. She did mention early in this season about, or earlier this episode, that matcha keeps the sexy juices flowing.
I liked that.
Which
is
funny.
And what is matcha?
That's like it's that green powdery green stuff. Powder,
maybe you'll buy some.
Yeah.
Matcha. Green powder, yeah. Does the matcha keep the sexy juices flowing?
Green tea powder. It's so good, like in those smoothies and things. Like
so Sierra, she tells Ben that she has this experience. So Ben, having to create this 12-course meal, is like, you know, perfect. I'll rely on Sierra to make just a little salad for Carolina. And that doesn't go so well.
I mean, I've made salads that take 30 minutes before. But when you know you have somebody out there that you're making it for and everyone else is getting six courses before like she gets her first one, I would as Carolina, I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, all right, what's going on here?
I love Chef Ben, but I actually fault him with this one, because if you're doing a tasting menu, like, it's common knowledge that you should pace it out for everybody so people mm-hmm. aren't sitting there waiting for three courses and then give them one giant salad, like,
right? Or like
I
you
thought
said,
he was off in that, because she kind of sat down and said, oh, like, what about for this course you do, like, a beet and goat cheese? That'd be delicious. And yeah. I thought that she was going to do, like, a couple small little courses to help out, to substitute the dishes that the other guests couldn't eat.
Right, because tonight they had gotten through three courses, and on the fourth course is when Carolina first got her salad served.
Yeah, but it was a massive salad. Like, it literally looked to me like what you would get at, like, an Olive Garden or something.
Or like, Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, like just, like, pounded on there, like, the big. Size of your face, like...
And when Sierra, like, scrubbed off the plate, it didn't even look like she ate much.
Yeah. Did you see that? She was, like, throwing over half the salad away.
What was our take on Sierra struggling with the juicer machine? Because she said she was such a juice expert.
She's like, girl, this is my passion. I love juicing. And then she literally does not know how to, A, turn the juicer on because it's not plugged in. Like, okay, we're blonde, all of us. We've probably had those moments. But come on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, electricity makes things go. You need some electric up in your head, Sierra. But, yeah, that was interesting. It was just kind of like, okay, this is doomed.
During the 12-course meal, one of the things that I did like, finally, I think I talked about this last season on Mediterranean, was that I asked sometimes to see a little bit about the meals that Ben were serving. I want full, maybe, mm-hmm. ingredients or enough, something like that. But at least they did show us, because it was so many courses, they showed us the list on mm-hmm. the screen of all of the items that were going to be served.
The sorbets, the gazpacho.
Which finally, I like that. So good job by Bravo. Maybe do that more often, even if it's not just 12 courses.
Everyone's telling me not to disrespect the Olive Garden. I like Olive Garden. I'm just saying, if you're doing a fine dining 12-course meal,
all right,
that wouldn't be like, you wouldn't come out with a giant bowl like
and
that.
And I want to let I want everyone in the live chat to know that if you guys can save your questions for the end of the program, I'm going to try to take as many as I can towards the end, which will be in 15 or 20 minutes. As the 12-course meal is going on, it's getting late. And you can see that many of the guests are starting to be tired, either full, and some start to go to sleep.
But I mean, everyone's saying, like, 12-course meal, it takes forever. Like, yeah, like, about it. Like, 15 minutes at least, like, a course.
Especially when it's going to be fine dining.
Yeah.
And on a boat,
usually it's
on the water.
With wines and, like, a whole long experience. Like,
and they were out on the water all day playing with, you know,
exactly,
and they've been traveling.
Tired.
So, like, the whole thing, they might have saved that for the next night, not the first night,
I
you know?
I thought the same thing. I was like, they must have been exhausted just from the day.
Yeah. I do need to say that the one person that wasn't tired was John. He seemed like an eating machine.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah.
Well,
he was like, bring him on. He's coming.
He,
like,
obviously was
stopping.
The one that wanted this dining experience.
He did.
Yeah.
He clearly is the one that paid for this charger.
Yeah.
He's getting his money's worth.
Yes.
One last part about Carolina that she said, I'm not picky.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's extremely picky.
She basically seemed like the most picky person you could possibly be.
Yeah, I agree.
If anyone ever tells me I'm picky with food, I'm going to play this clip for them and be like, no,
yes.
no, no.
If
listen up here, people.
Perfect.
I'm not picky.
There's
she
no.
is.
Maddie says this. That's perfect.
Matt, there you go.
Okay. I want to go back to a theme and move along from the dinner. And I want to talk about quickly where the jacuzzi overflows when Nico is watching it.
During lunch, yeah.
During lunch. And Kelly and his leadership, in my opinion, is good in this moment, which I kind of touched on. I like how he's leading the boat. He comes out and he helps Nico take care of it, and you know Nico apologizes, but Kelly really says like, "Don't worry, yeah. we got it. I'm here to help." And it was a good moment as far as chemistry, and you know, instead of being a dick or anything, he just was cool about it and just handled it really well. What'd you think about that?
I loved that. I thought, you know, don't beat the guy up. He's trying as best he can. He's, you know, a bit newer, and I think he made an innocent mistake.
And he's not a senior deckhand. So.
Yeah, and yeah. and he was doing his best to fix it. He already had it draining and was trying to figure it out. So I thought Kelly was really awesome to really say, don't worry about it, move forward, it's all good, no one will even know.
Yeah, and the way, you know, Nico owned up to it, you know, I feel like, say, if it were Trevor or even Danny from Below Deck Med, they wouldn't fess up and be like, that was my fault, be like, oh, well, this is off and blah, blah, blah. So Nico owns up to it. He's like, I'm sorry, dude, that's totally my fault. Kelly's like, don't beat yourself up. Just don't let it happen again.
Some people are saying, why was Kelly so nice to Nico when he was kind of so quick to get aggressive with Trevor, which I think is a very valid question. I was thinking the same thing, but I think the reason is because Kelly is a very team player with a military background. I think that because Trevor was trying to disrespect or, you know, talking down to his other coworkers, I think that pissed Kelly off right from the start. And then when Trevor had an attitude, and then when Trevor started drinking and acting belligerent, then Kelly had no tolerance. But I didn't think that Kelly was mean to Trevor on like day one.
No. And he gave him chance after chance. Yeah. And it was like, listen. And then Trevor would be like, no. And he's like, all right, you know what? I'm sick of this.
I think
don't stay here. Stay in a hotel tonight.
Agreed. I think that Kelly's attitude towards Trevor was warranted based on the way that Trevor had talked 100%. To him and created this dissension amongst the whole group. But you know what? It's not for us to say. Come back next week when we do have Kelly.
We have Kelly
live.
Next week,
we'll
guys.
We'll ask him exactly what it was that set him off with Trevor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to talk about Kelly some more and talk about this week he never mentioned his 5-month thing.
Yeah, he didn't.
Not one time. But
the sex
he did mention
months.
Work first, friendship second, and women third in talking about Emily, which brings us to the part where it seems like Nico and Kelly are fighting, or not
love
fighting,
triangle.
But interested in the same person, and that is Emily.
Do you know what I thought was awesome? Is Sierra is obviously also gorgeous, but I thought it was so cool that the guys genuinely are like interested in the personality too.
Yes,
like they
it's
were
not
like
just
she
the looks.
Has Sierra has crazy eyes and Emily's so cool and pretty and like they're both beautiful, but it's just it was cool to hear guys not just be like, oh yeah, those boobs or that ass. Like they were like, oh, we love. You know, that she's
well, Emily's
so cool
very
and
smart, you know, and Sierra's kind of showed she's a little bit of an airhead.
And Sierra's like,
yeah.
And she's very juicing, sweet, but she's a little ditzy. I mean, that episode with the juicer not plugging it in was, you know.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much our episode tonight. But I have a lot of questions I want to ask you two, and I want to, you know, transition from the Emily thing because they say the battle is on. So beginning with Emily, who is going to get Emily? Is it going to be?
She seems interested in either one.
So you have Kelly, Nico, or neither.
Right now I'm going to go on neither. I think next I would probably go with Kelly, just because we saw in the preview that Nico's like, I find you so attractive, and Emily's face is like, So yeah.
I'm going to piggyback right off that. Right now neither, and if it's going to happen, it's going to be Kelly because he. Obviously older, not really like, oh my god, you're so hot, I want to like the like Nico was.
Yeah.
Kelly's more suave. He's got years of experience under his belt. And if anything,
he's also really freaking hot.
Oh, well, yeah, he's very attractive too.
I mean,
I'm just saying, like, he's not going to be so forward and in her face because she doesn't seem like the type to want a guy that's, like, really forward and aggressive with her, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, if I were Emily, Kelly hands down right
well,
now.
She also said, though, last week that she doesn't kind of casually date, that she has to know people for a long time before she has any kind of physical interaction. So.
And that was in regards to Ben. right?
Was it? I thought she was just kind of talking in generalities. And I think she was saying that maybe she thought somebody, I can't remember, was she saying she thought Ben was cute, but she wouldn't do anything?
I think it was about Ben.
Was it?
So okay.
But nonetheless, she obviously, at least if she's sober, she needs more than just looks. She needs a little bit of a connection.
She doesn't seem like she'll drink too much and be sloppy or anything. Yeah. Like, she seems like she has it pretty together.
This is the point where I'm going to say, I think that Emily is definitely going to get sloshed during this season.
I think
she's going to come off completely different than what we see on tonight's episode in general. I don't think there's anything wrong with her. I just think that she's definitely a party animal that's going to come out later in the season.
They showed us a clip of like her being a party girl.
I think that the sexcapades are just getting started. And we'll see as the season goes along. But yeah, please continue to let us know in the live chat all week. Who is going to be connected with who this season?
What about Ben and Sierra? Do you think that's going to hit off, or do you think she's going to be like so turned off from this traumatic kitchen experience?
We didn't really touch on that, guys. I thought she was way blowing that out of proportion. I didn't think that Ben did anything that crazy for her to be so distraught that she was contemplating leaving home.
Effed up.
You're right.
Like, grow up.
It's just weak. Weak and pathetic.
So I wanted to touch on it now. That was my next question. I wanted to ask you too. Will Sierra last the season?
I think she will. I think that she's just like was being a bit, I think she's just like cry me a river type person. Yeah. Like, I think she just wanted a pity party for herself. And it was like, it really wasn't that dramatic. Unless they edited it like crazy, which they would never take out the drama.
But she was sobbing. That's too much. There's something else going on, or just like.
Or nothing going on?
And then so it was like she was making a mountain out of a molehill. And, you know, if she's done catering before, she's dealt with chefs that have
high stress
situations. Not to generalize, but I've encountered a lot of chefs that have very short tempers. That's just how it is. And in a kitchen, you got to be on your,
that's the stereotype.
I think it just was very weak on her part and just kind of like, oh, I want to run home now. Like, oh my God, I can't do this. Like, you know, and I think she was kind of infatuated with Ben, and then he showed not true colors, but he just was being Ben in the kitchen, and she was like, oh my God, he doesn't like me. Okay, look, I can't do this. Like, oh my God.
I think that Ben brought it back towards the end when he was saying that Kate was making Sierra nervous in the kitchen.
You think Kate was making?
I don't think so, but towards the end, Ben said that Kate being around was creating
nervousness. He was trying to deflect it onto somebody else, not himself.
I mean, I understand where Ben's coming from. Obviously, I'm not a chef, but I can imagine it's intense in there. He's trying to cook for a lot of people. There's a lot of things going on.
Small space.
He's just hoping things are getting done. So I did appreciate, though, that even though he kind of was getting a little frustrated, he was able to rein it in. And try to not go all out on Sierra, even though he could tell she was struggling.
Lauren helped with diffusing all that.
She was great.
Yeah,
we've seen Ben explode so much more that it almost seems insane that she was being difficult or being upset and hurt about it because. I mean, he was being really moderate for Ben.
Again, sobbing. He's
and
like, have a drink,
his situation,
chill out.
This was a 12-course tasting menu with dietary restrictions. I mean, that's a very stressful situation.
Yeah.
Indeed. So my next question was, does Trevor get replaced? But looking at the previews, we know
he does.
So
what did he say? He was like, Sierra has an Alaskan face.
So do we have any?
What does that mean?
Do we have any early thoughts on our new
new
castmate?
He's obviously got eyes for Sierra.
They said he's very green to this, so I don't think he's going to fare well.
You don't? Okay, so Maddie says he's not going to
fare
well.
And he might say farewell. Just kidding. But yeah, I think he's going to bump heads with some people. I don't know who, but he's going to bump heads.
Is he going to kiss any heads?
Any heads? I think that maybe Sierra could be, they could jive. It seems like in the preview that they kind of were having a
He seems very positive
before.
And happy, and she's always
she
like, I need that positivity.
Right,
I need people to be happy around me. So they might hit it off right away.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, because...
And they might bump something other than heads.
Because...
I'm sorry for it.
Because... Because...
Mike, you rolled your eyes. Below, oh, God, here it comes.
Because Below Deck, we're back together. And the last time we were together, we were on Mediterranean. Last question regarding Mediterranean. If you had to choose one, is it Trevor or Danny?
Who's worse?
Who's worse?
I actually think Trevor, and I think I said this to you last week, the same.
Danny's getting love if you're watching, Danny.
Well, you know, Danny, I think, is actually, he had no idea how he was coming across. Now, it was awful, but I don't think that he was, like, malicious. I think he was just
stupid.
Kind of, like, delusional. Whereas yeah, delusional. I think Trevor is actually a mean person a little bit. Like, yeah. I think he's an alcoholic, and I think that when he gets drunk, he can be really mean and cutting in a way that's really not nice. Or has alcoholic
tendencies, yeah.
Danny threw some mean comments out there to Hannah and some other people, but...
I never saw him belligerently, like, attacking people. Yeah, I mean, people.
To attack a Marine Brian. Is, like, really... really low.
Now, the name calling was similar, though. The name calling.
Everyone's saying Trevor.
Degrading. Yeah, degrading of people. Danny did that as well with Ben and Bobby.
You both think
Brian
that,
and Bobby.
You both think that Trevor was worse?
Trevor's worse. So, I mean, he got kicked off the second charter.
They said Danny was young. I agree.
Well,
you
Trevor's
know,
Trevor's young.
No, but Trevor is claiming to be this very experienced senior deckhand and bosun. And it's like you're acting like a real jerk and you're being very condescending and rude and then you're insulting veterans.
So in 3 weeks, Trevor was able to get himself removed from this show, and he was worse than Danny. That's like a shooting star. Trevor is a shooting star.
The next question is, who is worse, Roxy or Sierra? Who's the bigger space cadet?
Roxy People will have to tell us. That's like a throwback. If what do you guys think? Let us know in the chat.
I think that Sierra is more of an airhead, but Roxy is more... like in her own world and harder to relate to, but I'd be curious to know what other people think.
The last couple weeks I've been doing 3 up and 3 down, so let's do it again. I have 3 things I like, 3 things I didn't like, and I want to hear what you both think.
Also,
you guys can in the chat can tell us, and I guess we're finding out that Trevor's 25 and Danny's 21. Thank you, Sky Patterson.
Yes.
Okay. First thing I liked about tonight's episode was Captain Lee's response when Trevor comes in and tells him about him being a hair model. That was fantastic. Okay. You guys don't like that. All right. No.
What did he say about the hair modeling?
He was like, what?
Trevor was telling him, he's like, they found out I was a hair model. And Captain Lee just like, what?
Yeah.
So that was good. Stone-faced him. The one thing I didn't like, the guest food requests and the way they complain. If you're going to be on national TV and people are going to see you, at least hide the fact that you're entitled and
self-centered. Yeah, but I think they were doing it on purpose. I think they were doing it on purpose for television.
Like, also, what about our man with the mane?
Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, freaking. What's the guy's name?
Have you ever heard of a bat wax?
Despicable Me?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know, but I know he looks Gru.
He looks like Gru with like a lion's mane all over his back and his front.
Well, shame. I don't want to be mean to the guy, but you know, I can't comment on your shape. I would just get a back wax though. Like that could fix a lot, you know.
All right, maybe get one. I don't know.
You guys are so nice. Wait, are you ever going to encounter these people?
Wait, you guys, don't you remember in the previews we saw Kate waxing somebody's?
No.
I think that Kate's going to wax him next.
Wow. We didn't even have to get to predictions. Kate.
There's a prediction.
There we go.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
That's an early one. Now, my second thing I liked was Emily's prospects. She doesn't have one guy chasing her. She's got two.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've talked about it.
Anyways.
Yeah. Second thing I don't like, Sierra struggles. Every week it's something different with Sierra.
Yeah. I don't know if that's fair. I think that she's actually pretty sweet. She's a bit of an airhead. I know, but I wouldn't say she's struggled. I think that she was frustrated this week because, as somebody said, I think it was Michelle D, she was really looking for Ben's like approval and, you know, an appreciation, and she didn't get that, and I think she was really trying hard. And I think that even though she didn't really excel, although I do think she was just following directions.
I think she was struggling.
This was her area of expertise.
The tuna. She didn't steer the tuna the way. I mean, that's a little
but
weird.
Ben
the tuna,
also but. Was like, really, just do that.
Honestly,
just
to be honest,
making a salad.
That tuna,
the
though, I thought what was gross about it is like put some like black sesame seeds on it or something. Like it I thought looked, what was gross was just it was like a plain slab of tuna with like a
old
yeah like a gray sear. I don't know.
The last thing that I did like was the crew's chemistry. Trevor's gone, and the crew has great chemistry with each other. Everyone seems to like each other, get along, so that's a good thing. And then finally, Trevor is my last thing I didn't like, and it's even in his departure, he didn't say goodbye to Nico. He didn't apologize to him or even say goodbye like a man or say goodbye, I think, to Lauren either. It's just It's just weak.
They've only known each other for like a week or so, though, and they like didn't get along. I almost would think it would be like very fake if he came up and was like, "I'm sorry." Like, he's a jerk. Yeah, but like,
but
if he was, then he wouldn't have been the person that he was the whole time. I wasn't surprised. I'm saying.
If you guys have questions, let me know in the chat right now, and we'll see if we can answer them for a few minutes. We will have Kelly next week. We should have. Good question. So if you have questions for Kelly specifically, let us know week. You can find us on social media, as you know. Let's get to the predictions.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
My prediction, I'm going to go first, is...
Get after it.
Kate's going to be waxing that back. Somebody agreed with me. It's definitely going to happen next week, which will be good for you because you were really grossed out by that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think that Emily, if she hooks up with anybody, will hook up with Kelly. And then I think the new guy is going to hook up with Sarah.
Stop it.
And then I think
that Kate is going to break up with Ro.
And then Angela's going to keep talking.
Woo!
So I can't say.
Getting hot in here.
I predict. So I predict things between Ben and Lauren. Gonna heat up.
Ooh,
yeah, sorry. Like I think they're jiving with
Ooh,
each other.
That's a good call. Yeah. See, I didn't take them all. I was just saying mine.
I had to think of something else.
That's great.
No, so that's gonna be, I hope, a really good match / hookup.
Love affair,
yeah. And then we saw something in the preview about the new guy hurting his arm, like literally the first day of the new charter. So that, I think, is just going to put a wrench into the whole thing. And maybe I predict that he's going to have to go away for a bit because he might have broken his arm is what it looked like. And that's just not going to go well with the crew. And so they're going to be like, all right, you're gone. That's a kind of far out there prediction.
The new crewmate's going to be the
literally
old
get
crewmate.
On, get off. Like it's going to be like, hey guys, I'm here, and then oh my god, I broke my arm, I got to go.
I don't think it looked like it was broken.
The way he was
kinda
holding
looked like
it, kind of
popped
like,
his shoulder out.
Maybe that was it. Yeah,
which you can usually.
It's
pop
It's so
right
good
back
that
in.
We have nurses on set tonight.
Doctors.
Obviously. We have the doctors.
The doctors.
Okay.
You just take a pill and drink some alcohol. I'll feel better.
Any other remedies?
Well, that's a good question
remedies?
For next week. If Kelly would want to work on the boat with his sister, Amy, and her new boyfriend, who's the captain.
All right. Save that. But please.
Remind us.
Yes. Please let us know your questions for next week during the week on social media. I guess my prediction is just that I think what we think right now is not going to be the situation. I'm going to say...
Whoa, look at that.
Yeah. I'm going to go with some...
Devil's advocate.
TV Mind editing.
Blown.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
I think that the new guy is going to end up creating havoc with some of the ladies. I don't know who, but he seems like a
good
charmer.
Havoc or bad havoc?
Good. Not. It's not in a bad way. Just it's going to be chaotic. I feel like he's going to just be a ladies... person.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly because I don't know much about him. I don't think that he broke his arm. I hope not.
Yeah.
And someone on our, one of the doctors said that Kate was going to break up with her girlfriend. I hope that's not going to happen.
I hope it's not too, but it's...
If it does happen, I think she's going to find a new girl on the boat. So that's another prediction. And then that's it. I think those are my predictions for this week.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's it for season 4.
The Doctors and Below Deck.
Episode 4. We have doctors now. It's amazing. You guys can find us each and every Tuesday night here with you on Below Deck's After Show. My name is Mike Rip. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips, and I'm joined all the time by these lovely doctors.
Yes, you can find me, Dr. Angela Strack, on Twitter at The Angela Strack, and on Instagram and Snapchat at Angela Strack.
And you can find me, Madison Conklin, on Twitter and Instagram at Maddie Says This.
And you can find us all here again next week with Kelly. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.